Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Psalms 138, 7 through 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word. But before we get into the lesson for today, let's ask Ray to come and sing for us.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and a nature sing, and heaven and a nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Well, joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Well, Ray, I sure appreciate your song. And you know, it is joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
Amen.
He's come.
Amen. Well, you know, tomorrow, Ray, is the day that most people will be with their families and friends. And they'll be enjoying exchanging presents and eating together and just having a good time. But how many will take the time to remember that Christmas we read about in the Bible, what it's all about?
Well, the Christmas, Pam, we read about in the Bible is so much more than just Jesus being born. But it also included the prophecies of the entire Bible.
That's right.
Say, why don't we take a look at the whole story?
I think that sounds like a good idea. Do you want to start, Ray?
Sure. I'm going to read the Old Testament prophecies, and then Pam's going to read the New Testament fulfillment.
Okay.
Christmas in the Bible. Old Testament. It says in Michael 5 and 2, "But you, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days." And then as prophesied in Michael in the Amplified 5 and 2, it says, "But you, Bethlehem, you are a little to be among the clans of Judah. Yet out of you shall one come forth for me who is the ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from old, from ancient days."
Okay. And we're reading about Ray read the Old Testament prophesied about Jesus being born in Bethlehem. In the New Testament, it was fulfilled in Luke 2, 4 through 7. "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn."
Right, Pam. You know, that was the first part talking about born in Bethlehem.
Amen.
This part we're talking about in the Bible, Jesus, the Son of God. It was prophesied in Proverbs 30:4, who has ascended to heaven and come down. Who's gathered the wind in his fist? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know.
And it was fulfilled in Luke 1:31-33. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
Amen. Now the next part in the Bible it talks about is Jesus, the name above all names. Isaiah 9:6 prophesied, for to us is a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
Hallelujah. And it fulfilled in the New Testament, Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
The next part of the Bible talking about the Son of God, Jesus the Anointed One. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, was prophesied 9th chapter, verses 25-26. Know therefore and understand that from the going out of the word to restore and build Jerusalem to the coming of an Anointed One, a Prince.
It was fulfilled in Matthew 2:1-2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
Then it talks about Jesus, the seed of a woman to destroy Satan. The Bible prophesied over in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel.
And yes, it was fulfilled in 1 John 3:8. It says, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil.
And then we talk about Jesus born of a virgin. It was prophesied in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Fulfilled in Matthew 1:21-23, she shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Amen. The next part of this today is Jesus, seed of Abraham. It was prophesied, Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
And in Matthew 1:1, it tells us that the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. See, God didn't just do something in the Testament and forget it, but he always had it documented to where you could go back and say, That was fulfilled. That was fulfilled. Right. And that was fulfilled. And like Ray read in Genesis, he spoke it then that the one that was to come would be in the lineage of Abraham.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Now, Jesus come from the seed of Isaac. It was told in Genesis 21 and 12. But God said to Abraham, "Be not displeased because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. For through Isaac shall your offspring be named."
In Hebrews 11, 17, chapter 11, verses 17 through 19, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac."
Amen.
"And he who had received the promise was in the act of offering
yes.
up his only
yes.
son, of whom it was said, 'Through Isaac shall your offspring be named.' He considered that God was able," Raymond, listen to this,
uh-huh.
"even to raise him from the dead," from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. You know, we got, I want to take a few minutes here. You know, when he went up on the mountain to sacrifice Isaac, he told Isaac, he said, "Don't fear, because God will supply." When Isaac asked him, said, "Father, there's the wood and there's the fire, but where's the sacrifice?"
Amen.
And Abraham, in faith, spoke to Isaac, "God will supply." And in his heart, Abraham knew, even if he'd had to draw the knife on his own son, God would have raised him from the dead. But he knew God would do whatever it took to fulfill the promise that he had made to him. And sure enough, the angel stopped Abraham's hand and said, "Look there in the thicket," and there was a ram caught, and they had their sacrifice.
Amen. 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 So God, what we're saying, Pam, God not only gave his son and fulfilled it, but he received him back.
That's right. Amen.
See, God believes in giving and receiving.
He most definitely
Amen.
Does. That's the only way
that's,
it works.
That's a good little nugget out there for you people. Amen. Kings bow down to Jesus. It was prophesied, Psalm 72, 10 through 11. "May the kings of Tarshish and all of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all the kings fall down before him, and all nations serve him."
And it was prophesied in, the prophecy was fulfilled in Matthew 2, 9 through 11. "After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was."
Amen.
"When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him."
Amen.
"And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh."
Amen.
And you know, Raymond, we do know, see, back in that day, that Herod had desired
yes.
to destroy the baby Jesus.
Come on.
Because he didn't understand that Jesus was the Son of God come to save the world. He thought Jesus was come to try to take his kingdom from him. And it was prophesied back over in the Old Testament. We didn't put that in this, but it was prophesied back in the Old Testament, you know, that Herod would try to kill the baby Jesus, but everything was in order.
Amen.
See, God orders things. And if we will follow his directions, then it says that the good steps of the righteous man are ordered what?
Of God.
Of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the last one's what? Right?
Amen. "And is born to die and rise on the third day."
Hallelujah.
It says in Jonah 1 and 17, this is in the Old Testament, "And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights."
And
Amen.
We go over to the New Testament for that fulfillment in Matthew 12 and 40. It says, "For just as Jonah was
yes.
3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish," or the whale.
Yes.
"So will the Son of Man be."
Yes.
3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Ray, did it happen?
It sure did. Amen.
And it happened.
It did happen.
And just think about it. All the things that, had been prophesied. See, we get excited about him being born as a baby in the manger.
Yes.
But think about how exciting it is to know that he fulfilled everything that we've read.
Amen.
He actually went to the cross and gave his life, that he would go into the grave. And I know we didn't plan on preaching today, but
go right
he
ahead.
Went into the hell. And he took away from Satan what? The keys to?
Death, hell, and the grave.
Death, hell, and the grave. And he said he led captivity captive. In other words, those that had been in paradise waiting for Jesus to come, he went to them and he told them the good news.
That's
he
right.
He preached to
That's
them right. the Bible,
the Bible
of
says
salvation.
There was people, graves burst open.
Amen. And
Amen.
So when he got through and he come back, he come back into the garden where Mary seen him at the end of 3 days. Not only did he come back, but there was dead people walking.
Amen.
Except guess what? They Amen. Weren't dead anymore. They
no.
were alive and well, restored
no.
from the top of their head to the
to
very
the
soles
of their feet.
And you
Amen.
Know, people, that's what God desires for us today.
Amen. Amen. He's alive. He's alive
He's
even today.
Alive.
We're alive. He's made
Amen.
Us alive.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's celebrate out there, everybody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know, Pam, there's a lot of people that ask this question. They'll ask, does God love me? And I'm here to tell you, God loves you. He loves you with a love that you don't even know anything about, because there is no human love comparable to the divine love of God.
Amen.
God loves you. He wants you to know that he forgives you. And of course, I sang that little song, he forgives and forgets.
Amen.
He has such a forgettable from memory. Amen. When you ask him to forgive you, he just don't remember that sin anymore.
Amen.
Amen. He wants you to have fellowship with him.
Amen.
He wants to have fellowship with you.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't make any difference how far you've tried to run from God. He loves you anyhow. His eyes on you. He sees you.
Amen.
God created us in his image. And you as a person are very important to him. The Bible says in Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them.
Amen. And you know, Ray, the Bible also tells us that God knows the hairs of your head.
Amen.
He knows the number of the hairs
he
in
knows
your head.
Them all.
And he knows every moment of your life.
Yeah, he does.
You know, Raymond, did you know he watches over us?
Yes.
Every moment of our life. And if you're just now considering about giving your heart and life over to him, or you're a new Christian, listen to what Luke 12:7 tells us. But even the very hairs of your head are numbered.
Amen.
Then the next
Thank you, Lord.
Part of it says this, fear not therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. You know, if he'll feed the little sparrows, how much more will he feed
wow.
you? Amen. And if he'll clothe, you know, it talks about clothing the lily. Well, how much more is he going to provide raiment for yeah. us?
Amen.
You know, God is listening and he loves you. He's your friend.
Amen.
He'll put his arm
Thank
around
God.
You and he understands and he answers because he cares about you and your problem.
He sure does, Pam.
Amen.
You know, God loves you. And the Bible says that God sent his son from heaven to this earth for you. Jesus Christ came to this earth to take your sins upon a cross.
Amen.
The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life.
And he would have died had you been the only person in the whole world. Did you know that, right?
Amen.
He loves you. Don't ever forget, he loves, 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 loves you.
Amen.
It tells us in Luke 4:16, We have known and believed the love that God hath to us.
Amen.
God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Amen. If we abide in him and he abides in us, we can ask anything right now.
Amen.
And he'll do it for
Amen.
Us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, on this beautiful Christmas Eve day, I'm telling you, you need to just rededicate your whole life to God.
That's absolutely
Amen.
True, right?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Jesus Christ was nailed to that cross, he did that for you. How? That's just how much he loves you. Amen. The Bible says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love forever and ever and ever and ever. In fact, in the Message Bible, here's how it reads, Jeremiah 31 and 3. God told them, I've never quit loving you and never will. Expect love, love, and more love.
Amen. Ray, read that verse one more time. There's a lot of people that seek for love.
Amen.
And here's God
Amen.
Telling us
Amen.
About his love. So read it again.
Yeah, there's people out there saying, nobody loves me. I want somebody to love me. It says in Jeremiah 31 and 3, it says, God told them, or God will tell you today, I've never quit loving you and never will.
I like that.
Expect today love, love, and more love.
Amen.
Amen.
That's God. And of course, if God loves you, then we know that God has a plan for your life.
Yes, he does.
One of our favorite scriptures found in Jeremiah 29 and 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Amen.
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Amen.
You know, we want to wish everyone listening a very, very Merry Christmas, blessed in abundance with love, joy, peace, all the fruit of the Spirit, and in expectancy of good things to come in 2012.
Amen. 2012. Wow. Yes, we do hope everyone gets to be with their friends and families and enjoy each other. Even as our Father God enjoys the time we take to fellowship with him. Remember, as we have said the last few weeks, 3 John 1 and 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Merry Christmas and a blessed, big, prosperous New Year.
And here's our answer to tell you how you can get in touch with us.
It's that time again. Time to say goodbye. But before we do, let me invite those of you who have not received Jesus as your personal Savior to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Acts 2 and 21, Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life, according to Romans 10, 9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now declare, I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Email us at victoryinliving, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Please visit us at our website at Victory in Living Ministries, again, all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org. Until next week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, according to Numbers 6, 24 through 26.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by the cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glorious string from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawning of the redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth,